Encore.
Hello and welcome to Encore. I'm Patricia Goodson.
And I'm David Vaughan. And we've just been listening to a little bit of a sonata in F major by composer František Benda, who I believe was a brother of a composer who we have featured in the past in this program. That's Jiří or Georg Benda. We had him in a recent edition of Encore.
Yes, and he was the first of this huge musical family to make it, as it were, to the big time. He was born in 1709 and started his career in a rather dramatic fashion, running away from home, which was the small town of Staré Banátky, at the age of 10 or 11, to work as a chorister in Dresden.
It sounds like a quite incredible story.
I cannot imagine it. he did write an autobiography for his family to read. I haven't read it, and it might give details of this. I don't know, but I think it would be quite interesting.
Well, I'd love to look out for that one.
Really? In any case, he went on to work in Vienna, Prague, and Warsaw, and wound up in the orchestra of King Frederick the Great in Potsdam, eventually becoming the leader of the orchestra, and he brought his parents and his siblings up to Berlin.
That's quite a change from the little town of Staré Banátky.
Indeed.
And, of course, I mean, Frederick the Great is well known for having been quite a keen musician himself, wasn't he?
Yes, he was quite a skillful flautist. And so, of course, Benda wrote a whole lot of flute music. We have a new CD called Baroque Music in the Czech Lands, featuring music not only by Czech composers such as Benda, Vejvanovský, Planický, and Brixy, but also by composers such as Bieber and Pezelius, whose music would have been, as it were, in the air in Bohemia at the time.
And the performers on trumpet, organ, and oboe have taken the liberty, common in the Baroque era, of changing the instrumentation of the pieces. So we actually don't know if this sonata was originally for flute, as it may well have been, given that it was for Frederick the Great.
Or it could have been for violin, because Benda was renowned as a violin virtuoso and wrote some 80 sonatas for violin.
Well, whatever the case may be, let's listen to some of the lovely opening adagio movement of this sonata.
Thank you. That was the opening movement of František Benda's Sonata in F Major for Oboe and Organ, performed here by Dušan Foltín, oboe, and Tomáš Tón, organ, on a new CD on the Matos label.
And I think it was lovely stuff. Of course, there's nothing specifically Czech, although František Benda was from what's now the Czech Republic, there's nothing specifically Czech about this piece, because it was written before the rise of the national consciousness in the 19th century. But maybe we can turn now to the composer who's probably seen as the father of music that really is very distinctly Czech, and that is, of course, Bedřich Smetana. And I noticed last week that the pianist Jitka Čechová has added a second CD to her projected survey of the complete piano works of Smetana.
Indeed she has. And this Superfund CD includes early works such as polkas and the set called Wedding Scenes, and the later Revs, the original title is in French, which means dreams. And this was written in 1875 after Smetana had gone completely deaf.
In fact, he did have a very difficult and at times tragic life, didn't he?
It's horrible.
He lost his wife to tuberculosis and also three young children, which of course was very common at the time. There were constant money worries and quarrels with the authorities at the opera, and then his deafness. And finally, he went insane, or sometimes been said that this was caused by syphilis, although it's not really known.
And not only did he go deaf, but he had horrible tinnitus, which caused him to hear continuously, and I quote him, "the shrill whistle of a first inversion chord in A-flat in the highest register of the piccolo."
That sounds absolutely unbearable. And yet, the amazing thing is he continued to compose, and he composed beautiful music throughout. And how is it that a composer can write without being able to hear? I mean, could maybe all composers do that? It's a fascinating question.
Well, not all of them. You can develop the facility with what is called inner hearing. All musicians develop this to some degree. It's best when you're very young, and it's sort of like taking your ability to remember or imagine a tune to an extremely high degree. Part of it's talent, part of it is training, skill, and plain hard work. To some, it comes naturally, like Martinu, Beethoven, and Mozart, but others develop it to different degrees and maybe not all develop it all that much.
And so you really can have a whole symphony in your head.
Certainly.
And, well, let's listen to a bit now of the dream piece, one entitled En Bohème, scène champêtre, or country scene.
That was part of Bedřich Smetana's En Bohème, Saint-Champêtre from the collection of pieces called Rêves, or Dreams, performed here with great lucidity and skill by the pianist Jitka Čechová on a new Supraphon CD.
And let's conclude today's program by revisiting a CD that we featured on an earlier show. It's a disc featuring Czech piano trios as performed by the Czech trio on the Arta label.
And like the other two composers we heard today, Martinů spent an important part of his life away from his homeland.
And that's rather like Smetana as well, isn't it? We heard earlier in the program, who worked in Sweden for a while.
And Martinů was in Paris and New York. His so-called grand trio, it was named this by his publisher because it was longer than his previous trio, was written in New York in 1951. And we'll leave you now with part of the opening Allegro Moderato movement. And thank you for joining us today.
And of course, if you'd like to contact us, our address is Radio Prague, 12099, Prague, the Czech Republic. You can send us an email to english@radio.cz. And if you'd like to find out more about the CDs we've been talking about today, you can find out more on our website. That's www.radio.cz if you look in the Czech music section. For Encore for today, that's all. So I'm David Vaughan.
And I'm Patricia Goodson.
And all that remains is to say goodbye. So goodbye.
Goodbye.